Hey, this is Highway Radio. Thanks for having it on. Gonzo's me. Chad Prather's here. What's going on, man?
Hey, it is good to be with you.
Chad is in town. It's NFR for a couple weeks here in Vegas, so there's lots of hats in town.
Yeah, there's a convergence of the country folk. They
Absolutely.
Have shown up. Yeah.
Where's home for you, man?
Fort Worth, Texas.
All right. Is that originally home?
I grew up in the state of Georgia. If you look, okay. I tell people, you know, Fort Worth and Dallas, a lot of times people confuse the two.
Yeah.
They're 40 miles different geographically and a million miles culturally different, right?
Right, yeah.
So I jokingly tell people I was conceived in Dallas. So my parents did a dirty thing in a horrible place. And then I was born in New Jersey, so my life went downhill quickly. Right.
You get a lot of places, man.
Exactly. 4 months old, my mother, who was a Georgia peach, she said, I can't live here. And we moved back home to her home in Georgia, which became home for me. Grew up there.
Right.
Had to get out of the family business of meth, so I left. got away from the family tree, which is a brush pile.
Right.
Moved to Texas 20 years ago, and for me, it's the center of the universe.
Right.
I love it.
Chad's in town at Treasure Island tonight doing a stand-up bit. How did you get into – you started kind of doing things on YouTube?
Yeah, accidentally.
Accidentally. Okay.
I was I was doing a cable television show.
Okay.
It was a humor-based travel show. And I was looking at social media because I would always look at Facebook and YouTube, and I thought, man, there's a way to make a living here.
Yeah.
You know, my wife used to say to me all the time, she said, you always got your face in the damn phone. Now she's like, do you need a charger for the phone? And so I was looking at it. It was twofold. One, I thought, I can put any content I want for people to watch, almost like owning your own network.
Right. Yeah.
I can put any content out there I want. So I started doing these, what I consider therapy videos, where I was sitting in the truck and just had a thought and I just start pontificating
right.
and put it out there for the cyber world to judge.
Yeah.
10,000 people watched one, and then 20,000, then 100,000, a million people. And then it just went absolutely. It became an entity unto itself.
Right.
To the point where, welcome to the 21st century, you're doing a cable television show successful in the 3 seasons. I quit that.
Right.
Just to do social media.
Yeah.
And so it kind of happened by default. I had a comedian friend of mine. He said, why don't you put this on stage? And I said, well, I'm not a traditional comic storyteller. I'm a witty guy. And they said, it doesn't matter as long as people buy tickets.
Right.
And I said, but I want to make sure because I love the craft of comedy. I admire it. And it's a beautiful art, hard work. And so I kind of jumped in with both feet. And that's been a number of years now. And folks like Treasure Island are gracious enough to keep asking me to come back, and
right.
we have a blast.
Are you touring, doing chuckle huts and stuff like that?
No,
are you able
we
to
don't
do.
I'll do about a dozen at the most clubs a year.
Right.
Mostly, we're fortunate enough because of social media, we have a built-in audience.
Right.
So we were able to do a lot of theaters, and but I like going to the clubs because it gives you a place to be really. The response is immediate
mm-hmm.
with the audience; they're right there.
Yeah,
and you can try new stuff, try new material. And I'm an improv guy, so I'm always having fun with that. And just playing off the audience. You know, most comics would tell you it doesn't matter what the audience is doing. You do what you're going to do.
Yeah.
I'm not that way. I love the people. So I want to interact and have a good time with them. So we do, yes, to your question, we this year we did about 65 shows,
All
tour
right.
dates, which was down from 18. We did about 90 shows in 18.
Uh-huh.
And then I just turned 47 this week, so I'm killing. I'm not old. I'm just getting older. You know, like I started getting like night sweats. You wake up at night. What the hell are night sweats? I've decided I'm in menopause.
Right, yeah, yeah. Well, when you see that half-century mark creeping up, it starts to freak you out a little bit, doesn't it?
Somebody asked me the other day, they said, how many times do you go to the bathroom at night? And I said, I'm at a point now where I just go to sleep on the toilet and I visit the bed 4 or 5 times throughout the night.
That way, right?
Yeah.
And you guys, you're doing like a podcast full-time now, right?
I mean, we do the podcast. We're on Monday through Thursday night and the Chad Prather Show. We have a blast. If people can go to YouTube and actually watch it.
Okay.
We have a great studio. We're set up almost for TV.
I was going to say, it looks great.
Yeah, thank you. We've got some good folks over there, and we have a blast. Nothing's off limits. We talk about politics. We talk about culture. We talk about, you know, the news cycles, the off-the-rails things that are going on around the world, like pigeons wearing cowboy hats around town.
Vegas,
I mean, that's a perfect story for our podcast just to look at it. I am one of those socially liberal but fiscally conservative guys. People tend to look at me as a right-leaning politics guy, and whatever. These days, everybody's got to be on some side or another. Who cares? And it's weird how the world has gotten in that regard. But for me, I just like looking at the world and making fun of it.
Mm-hmm.
Because,
mm-hmm.
come on. Right. Some guy sat around high as a kite and said, here's what we're going to do. I got these little hats. Where'd you get the hats from? I don't know, but I got them. I got a sack full of hats. What? You got any pigeons? I know where we can get some. I got a buddy. Well, and I hope to God they put some kind of biodegradable glue on these birds.
I'm kind of wondered how they are attached. No one seemed to come up with the answer for that.
I mean, they're like, what process of trial and error did they staple a couple on? I mean, where is there Velcro, like those little Velcro patches
maybe
you just put on there?
Nobody knows.
Somebody's got to catch a bird.
It's a mystery. So hey, when you come to Vegas, how do you find the town? Do you dive in
love
with
it
both feet?
Or love Vegas. Yeah. Used to be here 5-6 times a year. Now I'm here about twice a year. Love Vegas. Love the people of Vegas. Always have a blast when I'm here. I'm an extroverted guy. I get my energy being around people. I don't like to sleep because I'm afraid there's things going on in the world that I'm missing. And Vegas is perfect for that.
Yeah.
You know, I love the fact that I get up this morning at Treasure Island, come downstairs, I walk through the lounge, the casino. There are still people still there hanging out.
Yep.
The same seat they were in last night when I went to bed at 1. They're still there, and it's like nothing's unusual.
Yeah.
You know, and there's certain places you can get away with that, like drinking at the airport. Nobody judges you if you drink alcohol at 7 a.m. at the airport. It's supposed to happen.
Exactly.
Anywhere else in the world. And Vegas is that way.
Yeah.
You just come be you.
Right.
Enjoy it.
Yep.
And have a good time.
And it's okay.
It's okay.
And it'll be okay tonight at Treasure Island. What time's the set?
10 p.m.
10 p.m. Chad Prather on in the which showroom?
The Mystere.
Okay.
Showroom. Yeah,
okay.
The theater. So, beautiful place in the round. Not a bad seat the room.
Cool.
And it's just fun.
Excellent, man.
Nothing but laughs.
Well, we'll see you tonight, Chad Prather at Treasure Island. Good to see you, man.
Hey, you too. Thanks.
Safe travels.